welcome to Crossways. I'm Brita Hegarty. Bishop Peter Zhang Byron passed away earlier this month at the age of 91. He was a leader of the Chinese underground church and spent more than 24 years in prison for his defiance of the Chinese communist regime. He was regarded as a hero of the underground Catholic Church with a great reputation for bravery. Ordinarily, Chinese government officials would not allow public recognition of an underground church leader, and the Beijing regime never recognized Bishop Zhang as a bishop, but provincial authorities gave approval for the solemn mass and allowed both government-approved official priests and clerics of the underground church to take part. Monsignor Jean-Baptiste Sleiman spoke recently about the significance of the democratic vote in Iraq's referendum on the constitution. Amid violence and fear, there was a solid turnout, with orderly queues of citizens outside polling stations. Bishop Sleiman said that the vote was an important educational act in democracy and must be taken as a step towards a path which will be very long. He said that the people of Iraq are tired of constant insecurity, lack of infrastructure and water and electricity for several hours a day. Monsignor Sleiman said that this movement by the people could lead to real improvement in the situation in Iraq. 1 in 7 children in Ireland live in poverty, according to children's charity Bernardo's. The organisation have just launched an in-child poverty campaign. Speaking at the launch of the campaign, Fergus Finlay said, "What poverty means in reality is that 1 in 7 children in Ireland go to bed without having had a substantial meal. It means that kids are cold in bed at night because there's no heating in their house, or if there is, their parents cannot afford to turn it on." The Bernardo's campaign includes a nationwide advertising programme and a 7-step plan which would eliminate child poverty in Ireland. The plan centres on providing disadvantaged and vulnerable children with health, education and care services. October in Ireland this year has been dedicated to missionaries. The official launch of Mission Month took place at Maharamore in Wicklow on the 1st of October. A call to prayer was followed by a pilgrimage walk to the beach, where a boat was blessed. Two religious missionaries going to Africa were symbolically sent on their mission. The theme of the Mission Month is Witness to the Faith. The lives of 14 Irish missionaries who were killed on foreign soil will be commemorated in parishes around the country. Father Todd Nolan, chairperson of the steering group organising the assembly, said that in 10 years' time there will be one priest for every 2 parishes. He also stated that the assembly would focus on the impacts that this will have on parishes, including an increased need for training and professional assistance, engagement with youth and community development. After officially launching its new solar energy system, St. Oliver Plunkett Church, which prides itself on its green identity, has taken the groundbreaking step of installing solar panels on the roof of the church. Parish priest Father Martin McGill reported a positive response from parish members. "I've been encouraged by the response from people in the parish, and I'm especially pleased that some people are interested in installing panels in their own homes," he said. He also stated that churches need to be giving an example of practical ways of caring for God's world. Well, that's all from this week's Crossways. I'm Brita Hegarty.